You're listening to Little Love Stories, written and read by Danielle Hines. Short stories about love of all kinds, delivered weekly to your inbox.
Welcome back to Little Love Stories. I'm Danielle. And today's story is entitled The Quiet Perfection of Now. And I wrote this about 7 years ago. And it was just a little pat on the back to myself because it was an acknowledgement of how far I'd come as a single mom. Leading up to the end of my marriage, my worst fear was being a single mom. I just could not fathom how one could do this, all that comes with parenthood, doing it on your own without an extra set of hands in the house. And yet it ended up being, that fear ended up being the very thing I had to face head on. And so I wrote this a year and a half into my journey as a single mom, and it just happened one day. I had this sort of feeling settle over me of like, you've got this, you're doing it. All those fears were really for nothing because as hard as it's been, you're doing it. And I wish that feeling on all single parents, because it is incredibly hard to face these things alone, with literally no one else, no other adult to turn to in the house. And we just have to, we make it up as we go along. We try our best to be kind, to have good boundaries, to basically just raise good people. And that's what this post is all about. So without any further ado, here is The Quiet Perfection of Now. Winter smacked me in the face as I bore on against the wind toward my children's school. Every day it was the same. A mad dash from my driveway to the schoolyard to collect two bright-eyed whirling dervishes with questions and stories and hungry bellies. I would swallow my exhaustion with a smile, sometimes forced, and keep my answers short and my nods curt. This was their time. I was merely a landing place for their exuberance. Today was no different. Frigid as it had been for weeks now, we huddled together heading home. Every now and then, my son darted off, as he does, for a snowbank or a pile of slush to kick. In my mind, I sorted through all that needed to be done as soon as we walked in the door. Homework, snacks, laundry, dishes, dinner, and work with job number two. We had a rhythm now, the three of us. We were a team, and it hit me. I was here. I was finally living the moment for which I had longed. I had dreamed of this since the end of my marriage. Stability. Order. Kinda. Understanding. Independence. We were here. I stood in my kitchen as my daughter helped my son with his French homework and put the back of my hand to my forehead with a sigh. I was living, not merely facing, my worst fear since before the separation. Being a single mother. I had so resisted getting to this point, fought it tooth and nail. I didn't trust myself. I didn't trust my strength. I doubted my capacity to lead, to love, and I most certainly questioned my patience. And yet, it seemed all the crap I thought about myself was just that. And so it made me wonder, what else have I been wrong about? Mommy, called my daughter. He won't stop kicking me. I am not, shrieked my son. I'm just moving my legs. There it was, normalcy. It showed up the moment you began thinking, hey, this isn't so bad. Because don't get me wrong, there has been chaos too, and there have been tears and times I've caught myself saying the most ridiculous, unreasonable things. Things that even had my kids cocking their heads in confusion. But at that moment, something like a quiet perfection washed over me despite the noise. I smiled to myself before I looked at them, grateful to be exactly where I was without regret, accepting the present moment as it was. There was peace and there was power here. I didn't quite understand it, but gosh, it felt good. Legs to yourself, baby, I said.
This has been Little Love Stories by Danielle Hines, author of the Sweetwood series, out in spring 2023. To find out more about Danielle, visit her website, writingmiracles.me.